All right, and now it's time for Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers from 1988. The official synopsis, 10 years after his original massacre, the invalid Michael Myers awakens on Halloween Eve and returns to Haddonfield to kill his 7-year-old niece. Can Dr. Loomis stop him? So we follow, this one follows Jamie Laurie. She dies in a car accident.
Off screen.
Within that 10 years. Yeah. And Jamie, her little daughter, now lives with her foster family. Mm-hmm. And they're nice people. They're good people. She's got an older sister.
Jamie's played by Danielle.
Danielle Harris, who ends up being in these movies just as long or just as many times as Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
And what's Michael been up to? You thought Michael was dead? Oh, no. He's been in a prison, like a prison hospital. He has been unconscious since Halloween 2.
Okay, yeah.
And they're moving him again because why wouldn't they?
Yep.
And we get one of my favorite characters early on in the movie. It's the security guard that's taking the guards or who. I'm not exactly sure who these first people are that we meet.
Right.
But they're going to transport Michael. Loomis isn't there, but Loomis is alive.
Yep.
Again, he was in a room that completely exploded.
Completely blew up.
He's fine.
He's got burns. Movie ago, though.
And he explains, he gives you all the backstory of what you need to know.
Right.
And just he's such a creepy little man.
Yeah.
And he's like a little security guard, and I like him.
Yeah.
And he just explains everything. And one of the people's like, Jesus. And he looks back, he goes, Jesus ain't got nothing to do with this place.
Yep, that's right.
One of my favorite lines of the whole franchise.
That's pretty good.
I love it. So they're checking on Michael, and they take him out of the place.
Ambulance, right?
Yeah, they take him in an ambulance. I think they must be doctors of some kind. I'm not exactly sure.
Who knows?
Michael kills these people. He wakes up. Here's why he wakes up. Because he finds out that Laurie Strode had a daughter in Haddonfield.
Yeah, they're chatting.
And Michael's like, oh, wink, I got a family member.
Thumbs a dude in the skull.
Yeah, it's gross. And then he kills the other lady too. You know, Michael is now alive, and he wants to get his niece. He wants to kill that niece. And the niece, who's never seen Michael Myers, she does know he exists,
right,
does have nightmares of him finding her. An amazing. Danielle Harris is a really good actress.
She's awesome.
She makes these 4 and 5 work really well.
Even as a child.
Because of her. And she's got a foster sister named Rachel who she wants to get close with. Yeah. I like Rachel a lot.
Yeah.
I think she's an underrated scream queen because she's in, two of these movies. Spoiler for this one. You know, after we kind of meet them and she has this nightmare, they console her and they're like, are you okay? You all right? Everything's fine. So then we go and we meet up with Loomis again.
Do you have the dog's name written down?
Sunday.
That is the worst dog name I've ever seen.
Sunday, yep. And you know what happens to dogs in these movies?
Yeah, well, Sunday kind of becomes a Sunday.
But we go back and we meet a now 10-year older and crankier, half-burned face and hand, Dr. Loomis, who now walks with a cane.
My note is, how did they survive that?
There's no way. Michael, sure, he's a crazy person. Also, Michael does have a burned hand, which is basically purple.
Does he have a burned hand?
Yeah, he's got a burned hand.
I thought it was just dirty still.
Loomis and Michael have these ridiculous burns on them.
His burn changes every scene, too.
It doesn't change every scene.
But
the movies, it's different.
There's a bubble on one scene, and there isn't a bubble in another scene. And
there's a real bad bubble. It looks like an egg in a couple scenes.
Yeah,
so he's there, and he's really mad that they were going to get rid of Michael. And he's like, you know where he's going? He's going for that little girl. Like, Loomis, that's stupid. He's not going to do it. He's gonna. Yeah. And so he goes to investigate the crash, and you find out there's 2 bodies, but there should be 3. And Michael's missing.
They crash into a lake.
Then you show Jamie at school. And she's just getting bullied by these really horrible children.
These are the meanest.
The worst kids. And they're like,
your uncle's the boogeyman.
Yeah, and they say Jamie's mommy's a mummy.
Yeah.
Because she's dead. Now, how rude is that?
Awful.
I want these kids to die. And spoiler alert, they don't. You know, she's all upset because she's not going to go trick-or-treating. She's not wearing a costume. That's why the kids are bothering her. Because why would she? Her family has been attacked on Halloween. Her mom's dead. All this horrible stuff. But then Jamie's like, you know what? I'm going to be strong. I'm going to show these kids. I want to go trick-or-treating. And so Rachel takes her to a drugstore that has costumes in it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's costumes there.
And Jamie's looking through the costumes and she finds one that looks just like her Uncle Michael's when he was a kid.
Very much clown-esque.
And while she's there costume shopping, her Uncle Michael Myers is also there costume shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know that because there's a white mask and his dirty, gross hand touches it. And let's stop right now and talk about this mask. There's one major issue with all these movies.
Yeah.
The mask is so inconsistent.
I wrote down, that mask is bad. And bad is in capital letters.
It's bad. It is, there's not a lot of definition in it.
Is that the one with the collar, like the bottom of it hanging out the collar?
No, it's like tucked in.
Is that five?
It's tucked in. He looks kind of like a priest.
Okay.
Because you can see it.
Okay, yep.
And it's really weird. And she sees this guy, and he sees her, but doesn't know that's her. And
because,
but then,
you know, why would he know that's her? He only knew that his sister that he hadn't seen in 15 years looks like her now.
You know what? I realize we just skipped one of the coolest parts, though.
We skipped a cool part?
Yeah, when at the gas, like the gas station that Loomis stops at.
Is that, that's part of this?
Yes, that's this one. We missed it. We got to go. We got to backtrack, buddy. So when Michael escapes, he's escaping with his head completely wrapped up.
Yeah, like a mummy.
Like a mummy.
Like bandaged all.
And
creepy.
He's got a gown on. So he goes to like this this gas station slash mechanic place.
Yeah.
And the mechanic's like, hey, give me this. And Michael pulls him out, stabs the dude, steals his overalls. So now, boom, he's got his overalls. While he's murdering this guy, Loomis shows up to get gas.
Presumably.
And he goes in and no one's around. He's like, what's going on? And then he stops and looks at him. He goes, Michael. Michael's staring straight at him.
That's pretty creepy.
It is creepy because Michael in his overalls with a mummy head.
Yeah, he's like down a hallway or something.
It's so weird. He's like, don't go for her, Michael. Mm-hmm. Don't go. Don't go for that child. And he just stares at him. He goes, God damn you. And shoots him. But then Michael disappears. Like,
yeah, he's just gone.
That. So you're like, did he actually see him or not? And then Michael darts out of there in a vehicle, in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to Haddonfield.
Not before blowing up
the entire gas station. And the car.
In the car, in the gas station.
After Jamie and her uncle meet for the first time, I think he sort of has like an inkling maybe that that might be her or...
Yeah, if he knew.
I don't know. But then Michael disappears from the place again because he just vanishes. He can teleport, I think.
Pretty good ninja.
Yeah, but while we're there, we meet Rachel's boyfriend, Brady, who is a teen in this... Plays a teenager in Days of Confusion, which is 4 years later.
Hmm.
He plays one in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is just 3 years later. He's a teen in everything.
Okay.
And then you meet a girl that he's kind of looking at, a blonde.
Hmm.
So then I think from there, I think it just goes to nighttime then, doesn't it? Doesn't it go to trick-or-treating?
Yeah, because they explain that Jamie's parents are going to a Halloween party.
Always.
So my note is, if I adopted the niece of Michael Myers, I would not go to a Halloween party.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea. I say Donald Pleasance, my notes, it says Donald Pleasance is great in this movie.
No,
and while he's stuck now because he doesn't have a vehicle.
Yeah.
After Michael blew it up earlier and he gets picked up. He tries to get a car with a bunch of cheerleaders. I think this is where the cheerleaders come in.
That must be where I hit the cheerleaders.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'll get in this car. He's like smiling at him like, oh, I might have some fun on the way to Haddonfield. They drive away.
That's why I hate the cheerleaders.
And then he gets picked up by a priest, a crazy priest minister.
Drunk priest.
Yes. It's hunting it. And he's like, you're hunting it, ain't you? He's like, what? Evil. You're hunting evil. Yep. He goes, as a matter of fact, I am. And then the guy talks about evil. And
while drinking whiskey and driving.
Yeah, and taking him to Haddonfield. So all of our players are now set.
Yep.
Back in the town of Haddonfield,
mm-hmm.
which I like that it's back there. So then Loomis goes to the police station to talk to Sheriff Brackett, who doesn't exist anymore. He left, but he meets Sheriff Ben Meeker, and I like this guy. Actually, my favorite part about this is that the police officers believe Loomis.
Yeah,
or they give him the benefit of the doubt. They're not instantly like, "You're crazy, Michael Myers isn't here."
Right?
He's like, "Are you sure?" He's like, "Yes, Michael is definitely here." And they're ready to help, which doesn't happen in these movies ever.
Yep.
And so then he's like, all right, well, we got the police. Let's go check things out. And then it's trick-or-treat time for little Jamie and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're trick-or-treating, they go to a house. That's the cute blonde girl from the drugstore. She's like, oh, hi, Rachel. And she's like, hi. And behind her.
No pants.
Oh, yeah, she's not wearing pants. Just a long T-shirt. And behind her is Brady, Rachel's boyfriend.
Dun, 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 dun.
She had to break the date with Brady. So immediately he's like, all right, I'll just go out with the drugstore girl.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a cool move. So Rachel's all kinds of mad at Brady.
I play checkers somehow.
Jamie and Rachel get separated. And that's actually really creepy.
Yeah.
And I like that there's trick-or-treating in this one because it's a very Halloween thing that you don't see much of in the other ones.
That was a pretty tenseful moment.
Yeah, Jamie's walking around. Because you know Michael's around somewhere.
She met up with her friends and ran off.
Yeah, because the kids that were bullies to her now like her because she has a cool costume, which it's not that cool.
It's a
clown like lower half, but it's just a mask with like a big furry red nose on it.
Yeah, it's not great.
Really, it's a dumb mask. And so they go and then Rachel's just like looking around. And I think, does she see Michael or she sees somebody dressed like Michael?
Yeah.
This is the point where there's like a bunch of people dressed like Michael Myers.
Yep.
And it's really creepy because you're like, all right, which one's Michael?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them aren't because they start seeing a lot. And Rachel bumps into Dr. Loomis and the sheriff and the police officers. And they're like, hey, we need to get you off the street. Where's your sister? And they're looking for her. And I think she might see a Michael, maybe.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And you know, something bad's going to happen. And then Loomis pulls a gun out when he sees Michael. But then he's like, wait, no, there's one over there. There's one over there. And when the guy pulls the mask up, he's like, no, don't shoot, don't shoot. And they're like, oh, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive away. And then you see there's one Michael left in the street. I don't know why he's there. He shouldn't be.
He just walks around.
He's just there watching.
Does whatever he wants.
And the whole reason he knows that Jamie is, in fact, his niece, he follows them back to their house. That's right. And he sneaks in when no one's there. Kills Sunday off camera.
Oh, yep, Sunday gets it.
And we find out that he was there because Loomis goes to the house looking for the kids.
He found pictures.
He found a picture of Lori with a knife in it.
Yep.
So Michael leaves his knife there.
Smart.
Smart guy. And they all go to the sheriff's house because that's the safest place.
Mm-hmm.
Where Brady is getting busy with the sheriff's daughter, mm-hmm. who's the pretty girl. He's about to. And she's wearing her big long shirt says, cops do it by the book.
Yep.
Love that shirt.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty funny. So they get dressed real quick, and the sheriff shows up with Jamie, with his girlfriend, Rachel, and they're all stuck in the house. And I actually like this moment where everybody's in the house together.
Yeah, they start barricading stuff.
Yeah.
Which is smart.
It is, and I like this scene because I think it's actually pretty good.
Yep.
Michael goes to the police station at this point, I believe, and kills literally everybody in the police station.
I'm pretty sure. Yep.
Which we don't see.
Yep.
The town people... go there.
This is what I wrote down. All the townspeople show up like a mob.
Yeah.
Like it's a
because they're gonna hunt Michael. They know Michael's there.
It's pretty clear Frankenstein reference.
It very much is.
Aside from pitchforks, it was basically Frankenstein, which is cool. I like that.
So they go and find out all the cops are dead.
Yep.
Michael gets in the house.
Yeah.
Because they think he hides in the back seat of one of the cop cars.
I wrote down always check back seat.
Yeah, he's hiding in the back seat. He breaks in, kills the cop downstairs.
Yep.
And then the girl goes to light a candle. She's trying to talk to the cop like, oh, I wish I had some MTV.
Because
again, there's no power. Michael kills a guy earlier in the movie at a power station and it knocks the power out in the entire town.
Yep.
He goes in there, stabs the girl through the body with a shotgun and she's hanging there kind of like Bob did in the first movie.
Yeah.
And then I think they hear this. Somebody does.
Mm-hmm.
Loomis and the sheriff leave the house.
Yeah.
Cause they're going to go, I think try to stop the mob. Cause they find out, I think through the radio that the mob's going around.
Yep.
And,
they get to the roof like Jamie, Rachel.
Yeah.
And Michael get to the roof.
Before they get to the roof though, Brady has to get killed. Brady tries to stop Michael, which is stupid. He actually punches him in the face.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything. Michael just grabs him, lifts him up by the head, and then crushes his skull.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay.
Yep. He gets his, and then they meet up on the roof.
Yeah. Which
is a pretty tense scene,
it's
actually.
It's a pretty good scene, but Michael Myers has the best balance I've ever seen.
Also, he looks weird in this movie. It looks like he's got pads on the whole time.
It's really...
I don't know if they're trying to make the guy big. The guy, I believe, is older.
Okay.
I think the stuntman was an older guy in this one. Mm-hmm. He just looks like a football player with pads on.
The roof scene's like really, a kicker. Really good.
Yeah.
Except for no one has balance except Michael Myers.
Yep, everybody's sliding, and it's like, oh, God, are they going to fall off?
Mm-hmm.
And then Rachel does actually fall off the roof.
Yeah.
She lives because she's fine. And then Jamie gets lowered down, and she runs to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Loomis finds her at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we get a brief shot of Michael attacking him. And it's a blonde-haired Michael Myers. I believe it's the same mask that the guy that blew up in the second movie was wearing. I can't remember what the deal was. Like, they couldn't find the mask or got stolen.
Is that a nod to that wasn't Michael Myers?
No, it was Michael, but it was... Oh God, it was one of those situations where they lost the mask on set.
Okay.
And they had this other one, and I don't know why they even tried it. That's one of the lazy things in these movies. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie escapes the school. Mm-hmm. And I think does the mob show up there and take Jamie and Rachel?
Yeah.
Because this movie, I will say about this movie, it moves pretty quickly.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of fast or a lot of slow moments in this.
I didn't write down most of this because, I mean, I was just watching the movie.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is one of them that you actually liked.
Yeah, I didn't hate this one.
Yeah, I didn't write a lot of notes either. I get going and then, like, I think I started watching it.
He gets shot, I know that much, again, by, like, the entire mob shows up and just starts blowing him away.
Yeah, and so Michael shows up. Michael somehow gets underneath the truck and is hanging on when they're driving. And he pulls himself out and around, starts throwing the guys off the truck.
I do remember that.
And then he pulls out the guy driving.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Rachel takes over.
Yep.
Is driving with Michael hanging on to the top of the truck. She like hits the brakes and he goes flying off. And then she rams him and he goes flying.
He goes flying.
Yeah. And they think he's dead. The sheriff shows up, all the cops and the whole town mob shows up. Jamie goes up to him. They're like, Jamie, get away from him. Loomis is screaming, get away. Because I hate kids.
I hate children.
And she grabs Michael's hand and like touches Michael's hand.
And then he like twitches or something.
He
right?
twitches and then he grips the knife.
Yeah.
And yep. Jamie, he stands up and he's about to stab Jamie and they say, Jamie, get away. So she runs. They just shoot the crap out of Michael.
Way more than 11 bullets.
A bunch of times. And he's just like, bleh, 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 bleh. Going back and forth. Like, oh, I'm getting shot. I'm getting shot. There's like no blood here either.
Bleh, bleh, bleh,
and he falls down like a pit.
Like a well.
Yeah. And that's the last time you see Michael in this.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a well.
And then you go home and you hear like a bath being made.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, the mom, Jamie's mom's like, Jamie, come on. And then you see the POV shot that's almost similar to the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And a mask go on. You're like, what is happening right now? And the mom gets stabbed just like Judith does.
With scissors, right?
Yeah, with scissors, which is very brutal.
No, absolutely.
And then you see this person walking down the stairs and then it cuts to Loomis going, no, no. And he tries to shoot. And you're like, what's he shooting? And the cops stop him. It's Jamie. Mm. Jamie has essentially become the best, or the new Michael Myers.
Which,
one of the best endings of the entire series.
Very, very good ending.
It cuts to that, and then it cuts to black, mm-hmm. The movie's over, and it gives you one of the best endings of the Halloween franchise.
Like, as if Michael Myers' evil was flown into Jamie when she touched
her hand. Like, there was a connection there. It's like, oh no, Michael's dead. Long live the new Michael.
Yeah.
Jamie. And it's like, well, man, if they stop here, this is going to be great. But the one thing happens, I don't think they're exactly expecting. The movie makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know what? Let's make another one. Exactly a year later,
mm-hmm.
Part 5 comes out, The Revenge of Michael Myers.